Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Numbers 19, and we have a very interesting conversation from the scriptures this morning. So, Numbers 19 is regarding the ordinance of the red heifer. I'm not going to read it, although I certainly have, and I would encourage you to do so, but I want to talk to you about the significance of the red heifer in the Old Testament, but then also the significance of the red heifer today. So the red heifer, which is a very rare animal, by the way, there in fact, it's understood that throughout the history of Israel, even going back to this passage that we're reading now, there have only been 9 red heifers sacrificed since the beginning of time. And the 10th one is said by a Jewish person who wrote in the Midrash, which is a different Jewish document other than the Bible, that the 10th one's going to be very special. And there has not been a red heifer sacrificed for a really, really long time because it was required that the red heifer be a pure red heifer, perfect in its appearance, and that it had never had a yoke or had been ridden on before. And they couldn't find one. That met those requirements. It's very, very rare. So anyways, what was the red heifer then? The purpose of the red heifer was to make people ceremonially clean in order that they could minister in the tabernacle. And also that if someone was around a dead person, in order to be made clean to come back into the camp, the people would have to be sprinkled with the ashes of a red heifer. Now, throughout history, you know, there have been pandemics, right? I mean, our country went through a pandemic, somewhat of a false pandemic with COVID, but there have been pandemics that were way more devastating in causing death of people who got the disease over the years. And, you know, people were familiar with that in biblical days too. So there was a great concern that God had and people had regarding being around dead people, because especially without, you know, modern medicine that we have today, if someone ended up dead, well, why did they die? You know, did they have the Spanish flu? Did they have some kind of black plague? Do they have some kind of disease that they died from that then if I'm around that person, I could have it? And then if I am around all of Israel, what if we, you know, all of God's people just go to disease because we all caught it and spread it? So therefore, when someone was around a dead person, they would have to be removed for camp for a period of 7 days. In order to come back into camp, they would have to have the ashes of a red heifer sprinkled. And it was a special ceremony and a special red heifer. And they would actually take the red heifer and they would burn it outside the camp, whole, the whole thing. They'd burn everything. They wouldn't be eating this animal at all. The whole thing would be burned and they'd get it down to ashes. And then they would multiply the ashes in water to make, you know, a substance, in order that then they would have a quantity of that substance for the purpose of making people clean. Now, it was also used to make the priests clean in order to make sacrifices on behalf of the people. So this was a concoction, if you want to call it that, to make even the priests right and to make the function of the tabernacle right. So it was something that was needed, but because there weren't red heifers often, then, you know, they would save this material for the purpose when they needed it. So that's the significance of the red heifer. Now, in the Old Testament days, however, today, what's the significance of the red heifer? Because there's been a lot of talk of red heifers. Well, first of all, they haven't been able to find any for years and years and years. And in just over 2 years ago, or actually over 3 years ago now, well, no, it's not it's not been 3 years, over 2 years, but less than 3 years ago, they found some red heifers that were inspected in Texas, and they were found to be pure, and this was a big deal. And they actually then arranged to have these red heifers shipped on a plane over to Israel in order to finally have a red heifer that would qualify, in order that they could sacrifice the red heifer and get its ashes. And that way they would have the ashes they would need to do a ceremony in order to bless a new temple that would be built in Jerusalem. Now, why is that significant? That's significant because there's going to be a temple rebuilt in Jerusalem one day. And there is an effort by people to rebuild this temple, but obviously there's a lot of issues with regards to rebuilding of a temple, because there happens to be a mosque, where a Muslim mosque, where the temple is now. And as you know, there's, you know, war between Hamas and Israel taking place right now. So it's a controversial topic. But they have red heifers, and from what I understand, one of the five that got shipped from Texas has now been found to be not a perfect red heifer. And of the four left, three are considered perfect. One is, it's red, but it's not as red as the others, but it is purely red. So they have what they believe are three perfect red heifers that have never had a yoke, that have never been ridden on. And you're supposed to wait until these heifers are over 2 years and 1 month old, which actually has happened now. And we are actually in that timing where these red heifers would qualify to be sacrificed to create the ashes that would be necessary to build the temple, because now they could make it ceremonially clean through the ashes of the red heifer. So that's the significance. And the significance is, we, for the first time in modern times, have a 10th red heifer ready to create these ashes. And since we know that there's going to be a temple in the end times, then the question becomes, does this mean that we're about to get the ashes, which is going to allow for then the rebuilding of a temple, which would be then a sign that we are near to the end times? So that gives you an understanding of the significance of the red heifer. And in order to bring this into even the New Testament, I want to take you to Hebrews chapter 9. So if you have your, well, you don't have to turn there. I'll turn there for us. But in Hebrews chapter 9, it says this, verse 13. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer, so this is referring back to Numbers 19, where we are today regarding the red heifer. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a red heifer sprinkling those who had been defiled, see, if you were around a dead person, then you couldn't come into the temple. So let me go back. So this is referring to that again. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling those who have been defiled sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? For this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant, since a death has taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were committed under the first covenant. Now, do Christians need a red heifer? No, we don't need a red heifer, because we don't need a temple, because we've now become where God dwells, and Christians don't need a temple, and we don't need to be ceremonially clean through a red heifer, but the Jews do. And in order for the end times to take place, there needs to be some kind of temple. And in order for there to be a temple, there needs to be a ceremonially cleansing of the temple in order to build it. And in order to do that, you need a red heifer and its ashes. So that's where this comes in, and that's why it's a sign of the end times, because it's needed to build a temple, and that temple's needed for there in the end times. Now, do we need a temple before the rapture? No, we don't have to have a temple before the rapture, but we do have to have a temple before the abomination of desolation, which the Antichrist is going to do at the midpoint of the tribulation, which is going to take place in the temple. So by then, by the midpoint of the tribulation, for sure by then, there needs to be a temple. And in order to have a rightful temple, there needs to be the ashes of a red heifer. So what does all this mean to us today? The fact that there's a red heifer that is in Israel that's been shipped there, and they're monitoring over that. It's some kind of exhibit, actually, in Israel right now. It means that we're getting near to end times. And if you see and hear about this red heifer being sacrificed, that may indeed open the way for the rebuilding of a temple. Now, they were actually talking about having a possibly publicly shown live sacrifice on the Mount of Olives of this red heifer, and it was in talks, but with what happened on October 7th and the war between Hamas and Israel, that, I mean, this thing would be one of the most publicly displayed television programs in history. It would have great interest, and there would, you know, it would bring a lot of attention. And I've heard that Israel's concerned about this now happening because the security that would need to be generated in order for this to happen, and maybe the outrage among Palestinians or Muslims regarding this happening, it's just something that Israel apparently does not want to manage at this time. So therefore, there appears to be somewhat of a hold pattern right now on the offering of this red heifer, or, you know, the sacrifice of the red heifer. So that's the latest from what I understand what is happening right now. So very interesting that something that happened all the way back in Numbers 19, that, you know, it was really an act of grace. God wanted to make a way for people to be back in camp if they are around dead people. And so this was, you know, it comforted the people that there was a way to keep people apart from camp after they were around someone dead. And then it comforted them that God gave them a means and way to make the people clean again. And so this is how it still matters today. So there it is. I hope that's given you an understanding of the significance of the red heifer. I'd keep my eye on it. I'll keep my eye on it, because it could be, you know, a sign of that we're getting closer to the return of Christ and to the rapture, and then to, you know, obviously the tribulation, which is going to lead to the ultimate return of Christ. So there you have it, the significance of a red heifer. I do encourage you to read Numbers 19 so you can kind of see it in context in the Old Testament, but that's how it reflects on what's happening yet today. Thanks for listening. God bless you all.